Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, this is Jaesu, and here at a brand new show, the Hamilton Film Expo, which is a cool little show so far. And lo and behold, once again, we're here with our good buddy, Candy Cosplay. How's it going?
I'm awesome. How are you?
Not too bad. What do you think of this show so far?
Well, I love it. I love the idea of them introducing cosplay into film, like the atmosphere, because we do a lot of like costume work ourselves, and that could kind of open the door, I guess, for some of us.
Definitely. Can we talk about the costume that you've created for today?
Yes.
It's awesome.
Thank you.
Another Harley.
Yes, I love Harley.
Yeah, I can tell. So you're Suicide Squad,
yes,
Harley today.
Yes, I am.
It's very cool.
Thank you.
How long did it take you to put it together?
Well, I had to buy the shorts because my sewing machine would have ate the fabric. So I was like, I don't want to spend the money and ruin everything. And the coat was a last minute buy. Uh-huh. It was the thing that kind of pushed it all together because I had the shirt because I made the shirt. Not long. The baseball bat was a foam bat from Toys R Us, and it was red.
Oh, cool.
And they have to be con safe. So it's foam. I can beat people with it without hurting them.
Very
and
nice.
I painted the glove last night. My shoes, I'm sad about a bit. I couldn't find my shoes I wanted to use, so I looked at these nice black pair of shoes I had and spray painted them white. Just for this costume.
Oh, very cool. Well, it looks cool. I'm glad they have cosplayers here, actually. It's kind of cool.
Yes, it really is.
Yeah. Are you at all looking forward to that Suicide Squad movie?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, I love, like, a lot of people, there's been a lot of hate on the way Jared Leto looks as a Joker. I'm excited. He looks like Joker to me.
It's got to be different at this point, I think.
Yeah, he looks like Joker to me.
He does,
like,
for real.
Comic book Joker. And that's what I love.
Yeah.
So I'm excited.
I think he's going to be great,
yes,
actually.
And I can't wait to see, because I think they're going to show how Harley became Harley.
Yeah, I think it's going to have her origin from what I heard.
Yes.
And that'll be cool.
Yes, I'm excited.
Yeah. So we're at a show celebrating film today. How important was movies to you growing up, and even now, actually?
Very important. When I was little, I wanted to be an Ewok.
I remember you telling me that.
Yeah, there was Ewoks. And then as I got older, like, it just started progressing. Like, my favorite movie of all time is Interview with the Vampire.
Okay.
I just love it. I have yet to really cosplay from it.
Okay.
I want to cosplay as Claudia, the little vampire.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And I asked my husband if he would be Louie. I'm like, will you be my Louie to my Claudia? And he's like, I guess.
Oh, nice.
And we just watched Cinderella.
Okay.
And I asked him, I said, I'm like, if I be Cinderella, will you be my prince? I go, will you put on the little tight white pants? And he's like, yes, I'll be your prince. So I like that. I'm trying to get him more into, like, a couple cosplays.
Oh, that's cool.
We are doing a Star Wars one.
Right.
He's going to be Kylo Ren. Did I say that right? I think it's in the new one.
Oh, yeah.
Kylo Ren. Yeah, he's going to be Kylo Ren.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, he's excited to get that started. But
nice.
We had to get my lightsaber first.
Nice. That's right. We will mention that in about a month. We're both going to be at...
yes.
What is the name of it, anyhow?
Toy-Con?
Star Wars Toy-Con,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
But, yeah, great people to work with.
I'm not on the page yet, because we never still in talks at what I'm being.
Yeah.
Because first it was up in the air of being an Ewok, and then I was like, Mara Jade seems funner, because I get a lightsaber.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
Yeah. She was married to Luke in the books. Just saying.
Disney can that.
Stupid Disney.
Luke's single now, that's no fair.
Disney, if you're listening, I didn't mean that.
Yeah.
Do you remember, what was the first movie you ever saw?
First movie I ever seen.
Yeah.
I honestly probably couldn't remember. I'd have to say it had to have been Star Wars, because my parents, they collected all the Star Wars stuff, and I grew up with Star Wars, because they'd ask me, do you want the rest of our toys, or we're going to give them to your cousin? I wanted the Ewoks.
Nice.
So my aunt gave me her Ewoks, so we gave my cousin all the other toys. We regret doing it now, because he blew them up, cut their heads off, and they were all the old ones. My aunt still today is finding them buried in her backyard. She'll wash them and bring them over to me and be like, he's yours.
Well, I guess some of them survived at least. That's pretty good. I think it's cool that you guys even dress up for going to see movies in the theater.
I haven't done that yet. Well, actually, that's a lie. It was a Halloween. We went to go see a Halloween movie. I was full Captain Jack Sparrow.
Okay.
I was the only one in this theater at Halloween dressed up. And I was like, I don't care. I'm Captain Jack.
There you go. Take a
picture. And I like the Harry Potter group that you guys did at the Halloween party.
Yes. I was so excited that I got, like, I just kind of went, do you want to be this? Do you want to be this? Just kind of gave my input, and they all just went with it. And our friend who was dressed as Sirius Black, he doesn't really costume. And he was like, well, what can I be for Halloween? What are you guys doing? I'm like, Harry Potter. He's like, who could I be? And he has a beard. I was like, Sirius Black? And he's like, okay, so we're in a Halloween store, and he's looking up, and he's like, well, what could I use for Sirius here? I'm like, best thing is a prison outfit. And he goes, can you distress it and paint it, the Azkaban logo on it for me? I was like, I'll take it home with me, and by the time you see it, it's not going to look like that anymore. But so I distressed it for him and did all the artsy-fartsy stuff to it.
Oh, that's cool. You guys did a great job. I felt bad at the lack of work I put into mine.
That's all good. Halloween. You dress up what you want to dress up and what makes you comfortable.
Cool.
Same goes for cosplay.
I respect that a lot, actually. That's
whatever
awesome.
Makes you feel comfortable, and if you can't, like if you're not a good sewer and you gotta buy it, you buy it. There's no hate on that.
Cool. I just threw on what I was wearing in the 80s, so.
Works.
Awesome. So I guess I'll preview this here as well, because I haven't really talked about it on our page yet. You're going to come down and help us out with the cosplay event in December at the Geekery.
Yes, I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm very excited for that.
So pretty much the gist of this is all the cosplayers that are coming out, we're going to try and get them to stay in character the whole day. And if they don't, there's going to be funny penalties, like maybe you have to sing or tell a joke or something.
I'm probably going to get dinged.
All right.
I will probably get dinged, because that Steve-O gave me crap for that. When I was Harley, he's like, you should stay in character more. I'm like, it's hard.
Yeah, if he's there, I've only ever seen him break character 3 times in 4 years.
I've never seen him break character since I've met him.
Yeah.
And every time I see him, I'm like, he could be drinking coffee, and he's still...
Yeah, Steve-O.
It was great. Like, just watching him, like, eat, drink as Dr. Evil.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I'm still up in the air what I'm being, because there's, like, thousands of ideas going through my head going, well, I could Christmas this, I could Christmas that. I'm even thinking, because she's already in, my Ari's already in red and white, adding a Christmas tour, flair
cool.
tour.
That'd be cool.
So, but I'm afraid of my tails might take out something on the tables.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm extremely happy that you're going to host it, too.
Oh, I know. I'm excited.
Yeah, that's cool. I appreciate that.
Oh, thank you for asking. Oh. Like, when you asked me, I was like, yes, and I...
Well, obviously, you were at the top of the list when we thought of the idea.
Yay. So. I'm excited.
Awesome.
Squishing the crap out of my bat.
Yeah.
It's like in excitement.
Cool. At least you're not hitting people with it. That's the main thing.
I was getting my mom earlier.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not good. Oh, boy. So, I always ask you this at the end of every interview. Where can people go on social media?
People can reach me at facebook.com/candiescosplays. There's 2 S's on that. And at Twitter, at @candycosplay.
Cool. Well, it's awesome seeing you. And again, you know, you had a hand in us being here today, so I appreciate that.
Yes.
And I'm glad you're going to be at the Star Wars thing, and I'm glad I kind of sort of had a hand in helping you finally.
When you asked me, you're like, do you have a Star Wars costume? I was like, no. I'm like, but I can have one.
Yeah.
I'm actually going out next weekend to get all my materials I need.
Oh, it's
going to
be awesome.
Yes. Because I can't sew bodysuits yet, so I'm going to buy the bodysuit and make the cape.
Nice.
Yes. And then gonna buy for them, because she's got some photos she has knee pads and some she don't.
Yeah.
So I'm debating, like, I'm gonna try it all on. If I think it needs knee pads, I'm gonna go get knee pads and just distress them and change them up.
Alright.
But most exciting thing is the lightsaber. We got the violet purple lightsaber, and I'm excited to see it.
That's awesome.
Yes.
And it's real cool to see yet another awesome version of Harley Quinn.
Thank you.
You gotta keep them coming.
Oh, I know. I want to do a kind of like a Queen of Hearts.
Okay.
Harley Quinn. So kind of like how my steampunk one is with the bustle, but do the bustle really long. And then instead of that hat, like a little queen hat.
Nice. That'd be awesome.
Yes.
All right. Well, we'll definitely see you at the next couple events.
Yes,
and awesome seeing you today. And thanks once again.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.